The Eddy B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Zevachim has been dedicated by our good friend and student of the Shi'ur Daf Yomi, Binyamin HaKohen, Benny Cohen, that they call Benny C., that has dedicated this Masechet, and Be'ezrat Hashem he will have Hatzlacha V'harvacha, and being that he is a Kohen, Be'ezrat Hashem when Mashiach comes, he will serve in the Beit HaMikdash with the other Kohanim that will serve in the Zichut, that he dedicated this Masechet that specifically talks about the Avodah of the Kohanim in the Beit HaMikdash of the Korbanot.
רוח השם תניחנו בגלל אמן ורפואה שלמה מגיע בן ג'יימי אין לה רפאנו ורפואת נפש ורפואת תגמול ורפואתו כדו ברמה ויכן ירסו ונאמר אמן הצלחה בנימין בן אסתר. We are learning today's דף חף דלת עמוד ראשון, and we are on the top of the עמוד. We are starting at Omed al Gabay Kelim. It is the third line down. Omed al Gabay Kelim, al Gabay Behema, al Gabay Ragle Chavero Pasul. We learned in the Mishnah that the Kohen that's serving has to stand on the floor of the Beit HaMikdash. If he's standing on Kelim, on vessels, or he's standing on a Behema, or he's standing on his friend's foot, meaning his feet are not grounded, so the avodah is pasul. Minalan, how do you know that? The tana de bere bishwan hu'in v'ritzpa mekadeshet. Since we know that the ritzpa mekudeshet, the ritzpa of the azara, the floor of the azara was mekudeshet, meaning it was sanctified in order to stand on it to do service. Uchli sharet mekadesh mekudeshim. And we know the vessels that we used, notice, for example, to receive the blood, or all the different kelim that we have, for example, called kli sharet, they're also sanctified, so we make a hekesh. Ma kli sharet lo yehe davar chotzetz beno leben kli sharet, af ritzpa lo yehe davar chotzetz beno leben haritzpa. Just like the kli sharet, you cannot have anything interfering, hatzitza, between the item and the kli sharet, so you cannot have anything separating between the kohen and the ritzpa and the floor. Both are mekudeshet, and both cannot afford to have a hatitza, a separation. Gemara says, we need three cases for. Why does the Mishnah have to tell me kelim, behema, and ragle adam? V'sricha di yashmi'ina and keli, mishum delav mina de basaninu. It's right. Keli, for sure it's a hatitza. That's pashut. Because it's not his flesh. There's definitely an interference between the guys, the Kohen's feet and the kin. However, about behema, dimina de basar, who emalo, but the behema, it's flesh. So I would have thought flesh and flesh, basar be basar, is mimimino, lo hayet, mimisakasinade, hatitza. So he's standing on the flesh of an animal, so I say flesh is flesh, it's not a hatitza. Yashmina behema, de la mina de adam. I say, oh, behema, the reason why it's hatitza, because it's not the same species as a human being. Aval havero de adam u emalo. But havero, which means his friend's foot, which is a human flesh, I would think that maybe it's not a hatitza. Therefore, the Gemara says, tzricha. The Gemara says, we need all the cases. Tanya Rabbi Eliezer Omer, laglo achat ala keli, veraglo achat ala ritzpa. Okay, guy has 2 feet. 1 foot is on the keli, 1 foot is on the ground. Raglo ahat ala evin, raglo ahat ala ritzpa. Well, one of his legs are on a stone, and one is on the, which is a stone that's not connected, a stone that's detached. And this other leg is on the ritzpa. So what do you do, do'in? How do you judge it? We look at it. Kol she'ilu yinatei la keli v'tenatei la evin. Yachol la'amod raglo ahat v'ya'avod avodato kishira v'im la'avodato pesula. Basically, if you can stand on 1 foot, if you take away the rock, and you take away the keli, and you can stand on 1 foot and still do the service, so then even though he's standing like he is, the service is considered kishira. But if you take away the rock, and take away the keli, he would not be able to stand on 1 foot. He'd fall, so then already he's receiving his support on that section, which is hatitza. Therefore, it's going to be considered a problem. Let's say one of the stones of the floor of the azara detached, but it's still on the ground. It just became detached. The amad alani standing on it. Now, what's the question?
With the intention is not to reattach it, for sure it's a hatitza. That one I'm asking. Our question is the dato lehavera, where his intention is to reattach that stone back to the ground. My kevan the dato lehavera kema the mehavera damia odil mahashtamia ha telisha. Do you say since his intention is to reattach it to the ground, it's considered attached? Therefore, it's not considered a hatitza. Or do we say no? Bottom line, right now it's detached. Therefore, it's considered a hatitza. Gemara has a different question, different version. Rabazute ba'ela achir. Rabazute had the following question. Let's say the stone was totally uprooted from the floor of the Azara when you have a hole now. There's a hole in the ground, in the floor. And you're standing in the hole. What's the question? My kame baile. What's the shila? Ki kadesh David. Ritzpa anyona kadish. Or dilma adla ra'it de toma kadish. Which means the question was, when David and Melech sanctified the Ritzpa of the Azara, how deep did he sanctify? Did he just sanctify the top layer? And therefore, once you're missing the top layer, the frock, it's going to be a hatzitza because it's not considered kadosh. Or do you say, no, when he sanctified the Ritzpa of the Azara, he sanctified all the way deep. Therefore, even if you're missing the first rock, underneath it is also kadosh. So Gemara says, so this question is not only the gabe one rock, v'tevaile kol azara kula. Why don't you ask the whole azara? Why do you have to ask one rock? To ask me the whole azara that then became detached, and you're on the second layer. Is it going to be considered an avodah or not? So Gemara says, le'olam shitale de'ad ar'it etoma kadish. That's pashut. When David HaMelech sanctified that it's part of the azara, he sanctified all the way to the depths. Oh, so what's the question then? V'achin kame ba'yele. Derech shirut pekach. Or en derech shirut pekach. That's the she'ela. Is that considered derech avodah? When you're standing in a ditch doing the avodah. Meaning, from the standpoint of kedusha, for sure it's kedusha. Therefore the Gemara doesn't have a question. Legabe kedusha or not kedusha. But the she'ela is, when you're standing in a ditch, is that considered doing a shirut? Is that considered an avodah pekach? Or not? So the Gemara says, from this question over here, Tiku, it leaves it in a question. Kibel b'smol pasu v'rabishim on mashik mechshir. We learned in the Mishnah, if you receive the blood with the left hand, is pasul. Got to be a righty. Rabbi Shimon says kabbalat adam b'smol is kasher. Rabbi Mahloket, Fitana Kama, and Rabbi Shimon Gaber, left hand. This Tanu Rabbanan. We have a braita. I'm going to read you the pasuk that we're dealing with over here. The pasuk says, "Velak."
The Mishnah said you have to be a righty.
Kibel b'smolo pasul. No, they have to. Okay. You got me. Kibel b'smolo. Kibel b'smol pasul. You can't receive it with your left hand. Rabbi Shimon says, "Kasha." Tanu Rabbanan. It says in the braita, "Velakah haKohen midam hatat." I'm giving you the pasuk. It says, "Velakah haKohen midam hatat be'etzba'o." And the Kohen will take from the blood, be'etzba'o. That's be'laka. Now when it says be'laka, means he received the blood. Be'laka, he receives it be'etzba'o. And then it says, be'natilla kodem izbe'ah. Then he takes the blood, and he puts it on the corners of the izbe'ah. So there's two things in the pasuk. Be'laka, ve'natan. Be'laka, he receives it, and then it says, ve'natan. And the word etzba'o is in the middle of be'laka and ve'natan. Be'laka, ha'kohen, midam, ha'atat, be'etzba'o, ve'natan. He receives it be'etzba'o v'natan. So the Gemara says be'etzba'o v'lakach, which means it says the word be'etzba'o next to the word v'lakach. Again, v'lakach ha'kohen et adam be'etzba'o. So what do we learn from that? Melamed shelo tekabbala ela biyad yamin. Okay. Somehow, from the fact that it says etzba, it's referring to yad yamin. We have a rule. The Gemara is going to say anytime it says etzba in the Torah, it's referring to the right hand. So it says v'lakach. Be'etzba'o. That means you have to receive the blood in the right hand. Torah says another derasha, be'etzba'o v'natan. Then it says the word be'etzba'o next to the word v'netina. Milamed shelo te'netina ela biyad yamin. We also learn that when he puts it on the mizbeah, he has to put it on with his right hand. Amar bishma'o v'chin ne'emra yad be'kabbala. Doesn't say yad be'kabbala. Ela be'etzba'o v'natan shelo te'netina ela biyamin. Ho'il v'lo ne'emra yad. It's what we're talking about. It doesn't say v'lakach be'etzba'o. The word be'etzba'o is written next to the word v'natan. V'lakach ha'kohen b'dam ha'chatat be'etzba'o v'natan. It says be'etzba'o, it doesn't say be'yad. It So therefore, I'm going to learn at the bottom. Like Kabbalat Adam, you don't say well, you need right hand. Left hand is kashir. The netina, that's his bet spaul. That has to be with the right hand. When you're putting it on the mizbayah, so we have a big machloket. Is the word beetzbaol defining velakah, or is it just defining venatan? Tadakama says it's beetzbaol defining velakah and venatan. That what? That the lekiha has to be beetzbaol, meaning the right hand, and the netina has to be with the right hand. Which one says no? Beetzbaol venatan. The beetzbaol is only defined the netina. That has to be with the right hand, but the kabbalah can be even with the left. Rishimahom. Well, this is way. Mimma nafshach. Which is, either way you learn, learn the Bishwan, it's a problem. Why? He eat le gezerah shava. Which means by metzora, it's talking about they have to sprinkle the blood on his etzba. And we know that by metzora, when it says etzba, it's referring to what? His right hand, which means actually it's yad. It says it's referring to his yado. Boy, yado, exactly. Hey, manit. Like it says it. So that's what it's talking about, his writing. So it says, if he makes a gezerah shava from Mesorah, and therefore, whenever it says yad, so you need a right hand, ki lo ne'emra yad bekabbalah mayhavi. So what do I care? What do I care if it says the word etzba from a gezerah shava? I learn etzba from Mesorah. Just like etzba is talking about the right hand. So I'll say etzba by the Kabbalah is talking about the right hand. He said, does it say yad? It says etzba. By Kabbalah, that means you need your hand. It doesn't say hand, it says etzba. So what? If you learn a gezerah shava from Mitzurah, just like Mitzurah, it says over there, yad, which we know is the right hand. So make a gezerah shava, whatever it's talking about, etzba, over it's about the right hand. And therefore, it's the hand. The e, letle, gezerah shava. And if he doesn't learn the gezerah shava from Mitzurah, ki ne'emra yad bekabbalah mayhaveh, which means, right, the fact that it says Yad Bekabbalah, which means even if it would have said Yad Bekabbalah, what's the difference? Which means Manasha. Do you learn the Gezerah Shah from Mitzorah, or you don't learn the Gezerah Shah from Mitzorah? What's the Gezerah Shah from Mitzorah? Look at Rashi. Rashi, go down. Bemanasha. How to read Bemanasha. Itle Gezerah Shah. Good. Which means, if he learns the Gezerah Shavah, so anytime it says Yado, it's referring to Yad Yamin. So therefore, and I'll say what, over here it says words actually Be'ezbal. So Be'ezbal, I'll tell you, means what? Be'ezbal of his right hand. So if you're learning from Mitzorah to here, so what do I care if it does, even if it doesn't say Yad per se, I know it's about the right hand, and therefore, Kabbalah should be with the right hand. And if you don't learn the Gezerah Shavah, even if it would have said the word Yad, Beferush, so therefore that wouldn't make a difference either. It still would be the left hand. You all claim to be Shom was what? It doesn't say the word Yad. There's an etzba. So what's the difference? If you learn a Gezerah Shavah, so therefore you know it's the right hand. What do you need Yad for? Which means whatever, talking about a hand. This is right. And if you don't learn the Gezerah Shavah, you wouldn't say the word Beferush Yad. In the case of the Kabbalah, I wouldn't know right either way. So the Gemara says, look at the next Rashi. Kilo ne'emar yad bekabbalah mayhavi. Exactly. What do I care if it doesn't say the word yad? Hare ne'emar ba etzba'o. It says the word etzba by Mesura. V'nilif etzba. Now you have to dictive Mesura v'tavarot et etzba'o. Exactly. Make it says etzba. It says etzba by Mesura. We know etzba is the right hand of the Mesura. And we know that's yad over there. And this is etzba, and it means yad over there also. And learn the right hand. And if you don't make the Gezerah Shavah, even if it would say Befinush by the case of Velakah, by the word Etzba, I mean the word Yad, I wouldn't know right hand anyway, because you're not learning the Gezerah Shavah. If you learn the Gezerah Shavah, right hand is done. Etzba, Gezerah Shavah. Over there, Etzba, and talking about his right hand. Here it says Etzba, talking about his right hand. And if you don't make the Gezerah Shavah, even if it would say Befinush Yad, by the case of Kabbalat Adam, you're not going to know it anyway. So what's your claim? Oh, it doesn't say Yad. No matter if you don't do Gezerah Shavah, it doesn't have to say Yad. And if you don't do Gezerah Shavah, even if it does say Yad, Amar Rabbi Yehuda le'olam, let the Gezerah Shavah. He doesn't learn the Gezerah Shavah between Mesura and Kabbalat Adam or Kibitzah. V'achi kamar. V'chi ne'emar Yad Yamin be'Kabbalah. That was his question. It doesn't say right hand. It says be'Esba'o. It doesn't say Yad Yamin. V'if lo ne'emar Yad Yamin be'Kabbalah, kibel b'smod kasher. The fact that it doesn't say right hand, just says Be'etzah. He doesn't learn the Gezerat and doesn't say anything about the right hand. So therefore, I'm going to learn why that it is indeed Kasher. So what are you talking about? Amar le'Rabbi, Yachi afilu netina namer. Okay, netina also then. Does it say netina has to be with the right hand? He said, but netina has to be with the right finger. Who told you it has to be with the right finger? It doesn't say you have vinatan Be'etzvahim, I need vinatan. So just like you're learning that the Kabbalah has to be with the right hand, who told you the netina has to be with the right hand? Says Ve'od, Ve'chilet le'Bishimon, Gezerat Shava. And what are you talking? He doesn't know that it's Gezerat Shava? We know that he does. Ve'atanya, Rabbi Shimon, Omer Kol Makom Shenemar Yad, Ena Ela Yamin. Etzpa Ena Ela Yamin. It's Meperush. Every time it says Yad, it's right hand. Every time it says Etzpa, it's right hand. So he makes the Gezerat Shava. So two questions. Number one, he makes the Gezerat Shava. Number two, your whole claim is don't say Yamin. Well, don't say Yamin by Netira either. And he still says the Netira has to be Yamin. Ela Maravah Le'olam Itle Gezerat Shava. Yad, the Gezerat Shava. Achi, come on. Dechin Ne'emra Yad. Bekabbalah, that's the point. Which means, if the Torah would have said Yad by Kabbalah, then you're right. Yad, Yad, Metzorah, just like Metzorah is by Yad Yamin, Satur Kabbalah is by Yad Yamin, I would make a Gezerah Shava. However, even on Nimra Yad, Bekabbalah, Ela Etzpa. It says the word Etzpa. Now, good. Now you want to tell me Etzpa is Yamin. Vichi, Efshan, Kabbalah, Be Etzpa. Could you make Kabbalah with the Etzba? You need to hold the cup. How you can hold the cup with your finger? And what? Small kasher. From the fact that it says the word Etzba be Kabbalah, and you can't make a Kabbalah be Etzba, was holding the cup with his finger like this? And what? Must be, it's not coming to tell you right hand. It's coming to tell you that even the left is going to be kasher. However, when it comes to the netina, netina can be made by etzba. Bingo, etzba mesorah. Just like etzba mesorah is talking about the right hand. So etzba is talking about the right hand. That was because it doesn't say the word yad. And therefore, since it doesn't say yad, and therefore you can't make a kabbalah with the etzba, even though I make the gezerah shava. What am I going to gezerah shava? Ma etzba po yamin, af etzba po yamin. And etzba po. And if shalut, there's no possibility. So Gemara says, "Amad Rav Shlomo ben Rav Shlavin, Efshad Abid le Ozen Lisfat Mizrak." Yeah, make a little lip to the keli, so you can hold it with your finger. Make a certain type of keli where you can hold it with your finger and make the Kabbalah Tadam. Who said you have to hold it like this with your hand? Yeah, put your finger in the lip over there, and, like a teacup exactly. Put it in the little spout, whatever you call it, the handle, and hold it. Mekabelba. So that's no claim. Because they say the word Yad. As if he said, well, v'chi efshar, t'me kabbalah below yad. Efshar, t'me kabbalah below yad. Yeah, what's the problem? And making it shiva, etzba, just like this is talking about yad yamin. Oh, whatever, etzba yamin, so etzba yamin. Ela amara baye, so Abaye comes along and says, b'mekra nedrash, lefanav ulacharav, kame palge. The mahlokar over here is, do you doresh a pasuk, forward, and backwards, which means when it says in the Torah a certain word, for example, in this case, Be'etzba'o. Do you learn the word Be'etzba'o on what it says before it and after it, or only what's written after it? For example, the first rabbi is going to come and tell you it says Be'etzba'o in between Ve'lakach Ve'natan. So he's going to tell me what? It's for defining the Kabbalah, Ve'lakach, and the Netina. Pasuk Nedrash Lefanav Ulacharav. And therefore I'll say what? Be'etzba'o is the right hand. No question. And it's going on the Likiha, and it's going on the Netina. Yishuvon says, no, I don't learn the Pasuk is going on the Fanav al-Lacham. Only on Laharav, Be'etzba'o Benatan. And therefore I learned the Be'etzba'o of the Netina needs Be'etzba'o, but not the Kabbalah. Even though you're right, I can make a Kabbalah Be'etzba'o. That's not my problem. I can make a Kabbalah Be'etzba'o. But the word Be'etzba'o is not going back on Ve'laka. It's only Nidrash Laharav, Be'etzba'o Benatan. But not Be'etzba'o on the word before it. That's the Mahlokot over here. How do you learn the word Be'etzba'o that's written in the middle of the situation? Look at the top Rashi. Adam, continue reading top Rashi. Nidrash, Rabbi Shimon Sabar.
Rabbi Shimon Sabar, Mikra, Nidrash.
Laharav, Elo, Be'elkach, Be'etzba'o. Benatan, Dibatre. Lo, Be'elkach, Tetibetzame. Rabbanan. The rabbis, all's going both directions. Okay, so now we have the shittot. Now the Gemara has been a third opinion on this subject. Amar Abaye had Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, this shita of Rabbi Elazar, the son of Rabbi Shimon, that we're going to bring now, mapkam de Abu. He learned it from his father, Rabbi Shimon. Umapkam de Rabbanan. Which means, according to Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, he has a third shita regarding this subject, which really not like his father, and it's not like the rabbi, it's like a hybrid of the shitot. Okay, or actually, mafka medabu. It's not that he learned it from his father. Mafka, it's to the exclusion of his father's opinion. Mafka, mutzi. It's outside of his father's opinion. It's outside of the opinion of the rabbis. Zum shita means the third shita. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon has the third way of looking at this. What's the third shita? The time that Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon omer. Kabakol shenamar etzpa bekabala shina bekabala pasul benetina kasher. Bekabakol shenamar etzpa. Benetina, shina benetina pasul, vekabana kasher. Okay, what's the rule he's saying over here? Kol makom shneimar. Anytime it says the word etzba, bekabala, means specifically on the kabbalah. It says the word etzba alone. We'll see where that is. Anytime you see the word etzba written specifically by kabbalah, the law is going to be like this: shina bekabala. If let's say made a shinui bekabala, he received it with his left hand, it's going to be pasul. Benetina kasher. But if he did the netina in the left hand in that case, it'll be kasher. And if the word etzba is written specifically by the netina and not by the kabbalah, then shina benetina pasul and bekabbalah kasher. Which means wherever the word etzba is written exclusively, then you need right hand bedavka, left hand pasul, and the other item will be kasher b'di'avad. Kabbalah says, where is this? Where we have a pasuk that says etzba specifically by the netina and not by the kabbalah? Dichtiv. That's talking about the parahatat that they brought on the miluim days, on the first 7 days that they inaugurated the mishkan. They had to make special korbanot. You will take from the damapar venatata al karot amizbeach beetzba'echa. Clearly, it's going on the netina. The kihad doesn't say anything. Take from the dam apart. Doesn't say any which way you want to take it. But then it says, and you will place it on the corners of the mizbeah. How? Be etzba'echa. The kasabav mikra nedrash lefanav, but lo lefne panav. And he learns that the pasuk be etzba'echa is going on only when it's written right before it, not shlefne panav, not two things before it. Therefore, the word be etzba'echa is going back on the netina. It's not going back on the lekicha. And therefore, what is he learning? That therefore, on that korban specifically, the netina had to be dafka with the right hand. Mashaykh, the kabbalah, and that korban, but the abad with the left hand would be okay. Now, lefne panav ul aharav. Mekran nedrash the fanav. Exactly. The midrash, he learns pesukim, I learn the fanav. Velo lefne panav. And therefore, Rabbi Elazar learns the word be'etzba'echa specifically rak on what's written before it. What's written right before it? Venatata. Venatata al kamnot hamizbaya. Okay? But it's not going back on Kabbalah, because Kabbalah is lefne panav. That is the two items. And he also learns ulaharav. And therefore, when it says be'etzba'o, oh, okay, so also good. Right, also, another thing. And also the Aharav. Therefore, let's go back to the Pasuk of Etzba. By what do you call it? By, exactly, it's in the middle. So he learns the Aharav. So, Lefne Panav u Laharav. Right, Lefne Panav. No, Lefanav u Lefne Panav. So, therefore, it's going back on what's before it and what is after it. And therefore, hold what? In that case, it's as if it says Bitzba'o. In both places. I mean, in this pasuk over here, where it specifically says be'etzba'echa only next to the netina. So, mekran nedrash lefanav, netina needs right, but not shelefne panav, not by the lekiha. Ul aharav. Oh, and he also learns that when they have the word etzba, you can be doresh it. Lefanav, ul aharav. So, the pasuk where they have a machlok to Rabbi Shimon HaKamim, he'll learn etzba, that's right. So, you need right for this, and you need right for both. So, it's a third opinion. It's a third opinion. Because why? Because the Bishop on the floor, it's a third opinion. Because according to the Bishop on, he said what? He said you need right for the netina, and you don't need right for the kabbalah. There's clearly arguing on that. And what is... Huh?
The rabbi is the same.
Oh, yeah, the rabbis is the same, the chaura. No, because...
The way you learn
that. Right, no. It's different than the rabbis. Because the rabbis are going to hold that you always need right and right. whereas according to the Bi Elazar ben Shimon, it depends. If the word etzba is written specifically by the Netina, only the Netina needs right hand. Whereas according to the Rachim, Netina always needs, Kabbalah always needs right hand. Where according to the Bi Elazar ben Shimon, no. Kabbalah doesn't need right hand if the word etzba is only going on the Netina. For example, the case of the part of the Miluim, which is Be'etzba'ichah specifically going on the Netina and not on the Kabbalah. In that case, he's going to argue on the opinion of the rabbis. Now, read it in Nashi. Kol makom. Oh, so she tells you Bechadushe. Well, Nashi just gave you that machloket. Read again this Nashi. Kol makom shenemar etzba bekabbalah. Anytime he says the word etzba bekabbalah, velo benetina. Kegon hay kerad de le'el. De Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon darish etzba avelakach. Da'ailu lefanav velo avenatan. Ah, which means like this. Lefanav velo lefne panav vela acharav. Ah, okay. I got it. He only learns a pasuk lefanav velo lefne panav ulacharav. He doesn't learn not to before and not after. Not after. The law's going on after. Exactly. So therefore, very good. Now we see the Bahlogit Befirush. When it says the Pasuk, Itzba'o. Itzba'o's only going on what? Itzba'o's only going on what's right before it. Velo le'achorav. Okay? So therefore, what's right before it? No. Likiha. Likiha's before it. Oh, and then the Itzba'ika case is going on in Tina. But in the case we have a Bahlogit Befirush with a banan. Velakah. This is Velakah, Etzba'o. So therefore, in that case, we're going to learn that, what specifically the Likiah has to be done with the right, whereas the Netina does not. Then that's a Rushita.
Exactly.
Because his father said over there, the Likiah can be done even with left, and the Netina has to be done in the right. The rabbi said, both have to be done with the right. And the Rabbi Shimon says reverse. The Likiah with the right, and the Netina even with the small. Because the etzba is going on the fanav velo the aharav. Excellent, that's the third chita. Continue the Gemara. Amar Rabbah Bar Bahana. Amar Rabbah Kol Mana Shteemar Bet Torah. Kol Makom Shteemar Etzba Uchuna. Ena Ela Yamin. Okay, what does that mean? Anytime it says the word etzba and kehuna in the context of kohen or kohanim, then already right kohen etzba'o kohanim etzba, then we know it's already the right. Kasal Kadatah. We're thinking what? Tartiba. You need these two words. You need the word etzba, you need the word kehuna in order to learn the right hand, which means only a service that says the word etzba and it says the word kohen, then you'll need yamim. For example, the Tinat Tam, it says the word kedektiv. Belakaha kohen midam hadat be'etzba. Oh, there by hatat it says kohen, it says the word etzba, then I'm going to know it's got to be right hand. Yalif. Me mitzora dichtiv, and I learn from mitzora. How do I know it's the right hand? Dichtiv et tava lekuenet etzba o haymanit. And over there it says the right hand. Clearly it says haymanit. So the Rabbi gives an answer that any time it says in the Torah those two words has to be done by yamin. Vare kemisa. Oh, kemisa is when you're taking from the mincha. Delo ketiba ela kehuna. It doesn't say the word etzba. It says the word kehuna. And still what? Utnan kamas b'smol pasul. Also, how's he learning? You just told me he's got to say two words. It's got to say kihunan. Etzba. Good. That helps me by the dam hatat. But it doesn't help me by kibitza. Kibitza just says kohen. Velakacha kohen takomis. Doesn't say etzba. So how do you learn that it has to be dafka yamin? And we know it has to be done by dafka yamin. Ela marava o etzba o kihunan. Okay. Either or. Because by Mitzorah it says the word Kohen and Etzba. So therefore I can make a Gezerah Shava, Kohen to Mitzorah, or Etzba to Mitzorah. Understand? That's what gives you these two options. So long as I can link it to Mitzorah, either through the word Kohen, or the word Etzba, it'll teach me what? Yad Yamin. Okay, Amar Le Abaye. Ani Holachat Evarim Nal Kevesh. Bringing the bones to the ramp of the Mizbeah, Qurban Olah. Dichtiv, Vihu Kihuna, Dichtiv, Vikriv, a Kohen, et a Kol, Victor Mizbeah, Vamar Mor. When it says, Vikriv, Zu Holakat Evarim. Mikri doesn't mean to sacrifice. Mikri means to bring karov, meaning to bring it to the close to the mizbeh lekevish. Oh, it says the word kohen. So according to this, you have to bring it with your right hand. Utnan haregel shel yamin b'smolo ubet ora lachutz. And it says clearly when he's bringing the bones up to the mizbeach, haregel shel yamin, the left leg. I said left leg. The right leg is carried in his left hand. Oh, bet ora lachutz, and the what's bet ora? I guess the incision is facing outside. But what do you see? What you're carrying it with your left hand? You just told me wherever it says the word kehuna, it's the right hand. So it says the word kehuna by aliyah lekevish, bringing the bones up to the mizbeach. And what does it say? That you carry it with your left hand. What are you talking about? I thought it has to be with your right hand. How do you say bet ora lachutz?
The incision's on the inside.
The incision's on the inside? What is it? Bet ora lachutz.
It's height. It's facing
the skin.
So the incision is facing the Kohen. Very good. Bet ora lachutz. So you don't see it. Exactly. Instead, the incision's he's holding with this one. But Barbara is holding the leg in his left hand. The Gemara says, Ki amninan o etzma o keuna bedavara me'akev kapara. Do me adem etzora. Okay. Not every time is it the word Kohen. Only on items that are me'akev the kapara. For example, the sprinkling of the blood is me'akev the kapara. The ikar kapara is in the sprinkling of the blood. Like the mitzorah. The only way he gets kapara is you sprinkle the blood on his hand. Mash'ekin, bringing the stuff to the mizbeach. Even if you didn't put the stuff on the mizbeach, it's not me'akev the kapara. So therefore, we don't need a right hand in that case. Only a so we're redefining. Kohen, o etzba, bedavar, ha-me'akev, kapara, kemo. Kemo dam. Kabbalat Adam. So what?
What is the kabbalah?
When it goes up, no? Maybe. No, not the kabbalah. Maybe putting on the mizbeach. But not carrying up to the kevish. Carrying up to the kevish is not the ikar. That's technical. You got to get up to it. Hakhtara is different. I mean, hakhtara could be different. Because Gabbalah says, kabbalah. Kabbalat Adam. Dikti behu kehuna bedavar me'akev kapara hu nas kabbalat adam lutnan ki be b'smol pasur b'bishom makshir. According to Rabbi Shimon, Hag, you give me a rule now. Whenever it says the word kohen or etzba on a davar she'me'akev kapara, got to be yad yamin. Rabbi Shimon, what does he do with that? Rabbi Shimon clearly says if you did it with your left hand, it's kosher. So how are you learning this? So Gemara says, Rabbi Shimon, Tarti ba'i. Rabbi Shimon says you need both words. You need the word etzba and the word keuna. In order to understand Bibi Yamina. Therefore, the Nyan Kabbalah, it only says the word keuna. So Rabbi Shimon says, therefore, Simon's going to be kashid. Rabbi Shimon says, in order to have, to say you need both, sorry, in order to say you need right hand ma'akib, it's got to say keuna, and it's got to say what? Etzba. And therefore, according to Bishon, since he holds, it's only saying etzba. It only says kohen by lekiha, because the etzba is going on after. The etzba is going on after. The etzba is going on venatan. It only says lekaha kohen. The kohen is the only one. Lekiha does not have to be with a what do you call it? With a right hand. Gemara says, "Mi ba'ir Bishon tarte." What are you talking about? Does the Bishon say you need two words, kohen and etzba? והתניאר בישמור אומר כל מקום שנאמר יד אינו אלא ימין אצבע אינו אלא ימין. It sounds like according to the בישמון, even if it just says the word אצבע alone, we learn that it has to be דווקא בימין. How are you telling me that according to the בישמון you're going to need both? חאורה, even one word אצבע alone means the right hand. Gemara says, "Etzba lo ba'ya kehuna, kehuna ba'ya etzba." Oh, what is he saying? If it says the word etzba, then you don't have to write the word kehuna to know it's the right hand. It's enough to say the word etzba. But if it says the word kehuna, then you need to switch. Etzba alone is enough to tell your right hand. Kehuna alone is not enough. Etzba doesn't need kehuna, but kehuna needs etzba. So therefore, by the, what do you call it? By the likiha, by Kabbalah, it says, v'lakaha kohen. Oh, doesn't say etzba. So therefore, you don't need right hand. By the netina, it says etzba. Good, etzba, you don't need kohen. Which means, but when it says etzba, you don't need kohen. But when it says kohen, you need etzba. That's what he says. Ve'ela kohen lamali. which means stam. You're telling me that Kohen doesn't mean anything. So therefore, why did it, without etzba? So why did it say by the Kabbalat Adam, Velakaha Kohen? Now, you tell me, maybe they tell me they need a Kohen. No, I know that because it says Bnei Aharon. So therefore, why would you have to tell me, if the Kohen doesn't tell me anything then? Only that you need a Kohen, and I know you need a Kohen by the Kabbalat Adam, because it says the Pasuk that has to be done by the Kohen. So what do you need it for? It says Bnei Aharon. So Gemara says, Bechihunan. To come and teach me what? They gotta be serving in clothes. They gotta be dressed when they do the Kabbalat Adam. Lekach Kohen. It cannot be in plain clothes. He's gotta be dressed in the Begadim. So Gemara says, what are you talking about? That is Zirika. Okay, the sprinkling of the blood, the pouring of the blood on the Mizbaya. It says Kehuna. Now what's the rule of the Mishnah when it says Kehuna? Left hand. Utnan zarak b'smol pasul velo padig Rabbi Shimon. It doesn't argue. What do you mean? But you just said if it's a kehuna alone, you don't need right hand. So how come we didn't argue on that statement? It says if you was zarak b'smol pasul Rabbi Shimon to say shkashet. Amar Abaye padig b'baraita. He argues on it. Netanya kibel b'smol pasul the Rabbi Shimon mechshir zarak b'smol pasul Rabbi Shimon mechshir. He's mechshir b'smol zirika also, because since it only says Kehuna, small is kasher. Good. Doesn't matter. Stop over here.